So what does today's gospel tell you about the personality of Jesus? Is this a Jesus who demands to be thanked? Is this someone who puts conditions on the love and the healing he brings to us? Everybody has someone in their lives who has done something, maybe significant, maybe not so significant. And before we've had a chance to say thank you, they've said, "Well, you're welcome." Is this the Jesus of today's gospel? This is going to be sort of an interlinear commentary. I try not to do that, but today's story just begs for it. So when I'm doing like this, just to save time, that means I'm quoting from the gospel. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem. So Jesus is on the way, quite intentionally, to confront the power structure of the day. This is the serious, ultimate journey of Jesus' life on this earth. He traveled through Samaria and Galilee. Galilee is Jewish homeland. Samaria, Samaritan. The Samaritans, you remember, are the unloved cousins, the ones who share a mutual contempt with the Jews. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. Presumably, because of the geographical setup here, this group is probably made up of both Jews and Samaritans, traditional enemies, but bound together now by their common desperation. Probably the group consists of both men and women. Only the gender of the one who comes back is explicit in the story. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Lepers can't approach others who are not lepers. And the group honors this convention. They have to shout because of the distance they are required to maintain from the rest of the communities. And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. It was the priests who had the authority to cast out those who were unclean and the authority to readmit those who had been cast out. Jesus asks nothing of the lepers by way of saying they believe in him. He asks nothing. He promises nothing. He simply gives them a command. Go show yourselves. For their part, the lepers apparently do so. And please notice, it is while they are already taking the action to which Jesus has directed them that the cleansing, the healing, occurs. Jesus does not shout aloud prayer and proclaim them clean and healed like some televangelist with a drummer in the background to hit the cymbals at the dramatic moment. He simply tells them to do something. It's simple but risky, going before the people who probably threw them out in the first place. They are invited by Jesus to demonstrate faith by actions, not by any prescribed formula of words. Our liturgies try to remind us of this simple truth constantly, that faith is not complete when it is proclaimed, only when it is lived out. It comes in our ears or our eyes, through our heart, through our mind, perhaps. But it has to come out our hands. It has to come out our feet. Our very scholarly guardian of orthodoxy, Benedict, makes this point in what is my favorite of our new dismissal rites at the Mass. He wrote the one that said, "Go forth and glorify the Lord by your lives." And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. So of the 10, only one thought to come back before going to the priests Presumably the others also noticed they were being healed. My guess is that they were simply overwhelmed at the thought of the joy of being readmitted to their communities. I think of them kind of like a kid on Christmas morning. How many of us as kids thanked mom or dad or grandma or grandpa before we unwrapped the present? Probably not many. We want to play with our toys. It's only the exceptional child for whom the beauty of the relationship must be acknowledged before the gift is accepted. Yet those exceptional children are the ones who are loved so deeply and who benefit most from the love they are offered because they feel the essence of the love, not merely the temporary, breakable outward tokens of it. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Is Jesus demanding a thank you? No, he's not. He is saddened, I think, that the invitation to loving relationship is beyond the vision of the other 9. Presumably some of them, maybe all of them, were Jews of his own people, the people whose tradition had told them they are the chosen ones of God, like we have been taught we are the chosen ones of God, but maybe now beginning to treat God as the unprofitable servant about whom we heard not too long ago, looking at God as doing simply what is expected, taking him for granted. Then he said to him, stand up and go, your faith has saved you. Now, maybe this is a sign of how sick my mind is, but sometimes when I read that line, I envision the other 9 showing themselves to the priests and in sort of a Rod Serling Twilight Zone way, turning to go home and having their sores and lesions reappear because they forgot to say thank you. Did that happen? I seriously doubt it. I suspect that we would have heard about it had it happened that way. This is the Gospel of Luke, not the Gospel of Rod Serling. They remain clean, but they miss out. They miss out on the invitation to meet their Savior up close, face to face, to exchange words with the God who heals them. Jesus takes nothing from the 9, but only the one who returns receives the fullness of that ongoing relationship that Jesus offers and invites us all into. When we can't see miracles as miraculous, we're in a very, very sad state. When we can't see grace as divine gift, we are engaging in terrible arrogance. And it is that arrogance that cuts us off if we allow it to rule our behavior, that cuts us off from the depth of relationship that we're invited into. I promise you that if you open yourself to the miraculous, mystical communication of Christ's love, that is the Eucharist we celebrate this evening, that invitation to you will become clearer. The strength it brings to move forward toward God rather than away. The comfort it offers to know the enfolding love of the divine. All that will become stronger today. Maybe a little bit, maybe a lot. And it will become stronger and clearer every time we are graced to receive it.